how many of you have a smartphone? Well, probably, let's do it. How many of you don't have how many of you have a flip phone? But don't raise your hands. You're just going to embarrass yourself. I'd like to tell you about something that Christine and I have gotten involved with and through the use of your phone, and that is contacting the Romains, our missionaries in Spain. Some of you may know we traveled there for over Christmas, and we have some pictures we want to show with you, share with you. This opportunity to travel to Spain came about by just texting them through WhatsApp. And many of you are probably very familiar with that already. And if I'm teaching you tech, you're in trouble. Okay? Because my mom has an iPhone, and she probably knows it better than I do. But we got to know the Romains when they were here. And then Christine has been contacting and spending time visiting with Hannah. And some of you have been doing that as well. If you want to know what's going on around the world, if you want to support our missionaries and be in touch with our missionaries, it is so easy now versus 20 years ago when, you know, you had to write them a letter and wait for it to go by slow boat to wherever. You can text them. I was texting Ryan some this morning, and he was telling me how they're in Africa. He said how the pastor was an hour and a half late to the service, and Ryan was teaching until the pastor showed up. Bobby, that's what you're doing this morning, right? So for an hour and a half, Bobby, hour and a half. You got an hour and a half this morning. We'd like to share a little bit about the Romains. We spent some time with them. Quick quiz. Who is this? I mean, you know the two big people. Who's the little person there? What's his name? Ian. Very good. Very good. And this one? Mina, okay, great. And somebody besides Adrian? This is Addie. Addie is showing you a gift, and so is Mina. She just got a little close to the camera. And Ian is as well. These are some gifts that the youth group gave that we took, and the kids love stickers. So there's stickers probably adorning their apartment everywhere right now. We had a great time visiting with the Romains. Many of you remember that Spain is a country rich in history. We visited a lot of Roman ruins when we were there from pre-AD period, and then up through the fall of the Roman Empire, Spain was the breadbasket for Rome and for much of the Roman Empire. As Bobby speaks this morning, some of those things that are happening, those were taking place in Rome as well. One of the things that little Ian got for Christmas was a Lego spaceship, the shuttle. And after about 20 minutes, he got bored, but I managed to finish it for him, you know. I enjoyed that quite a bit. So if you're looking for Christmas gifts for me next year, some of the things that the Romains are working through. Some of their struggles are, first of all, they're living in a big city. They're not city people. Imagine yourself, you know, this is country. Now you're serving the Lord in a big city. So that's one of their struggles, Jonathan said, is just living in a big city. Another thing is different cultural habits and traditions. This was on, I think, Christmas Eve or Christmas night. We went with the Romains down in the central plaza, the big main plaza in town. They had a carnival set up. And Mina and I were riding some rides, and all the kids went on rides and all. And very different than what we're used to culture-wise. So if you're wondering what are the Romains, what are some of the struggles, adjusting to culture is one of those things. And churros. If you've ever had to struggle through eating churros, that's one of the things that they're struggling with. Fresh churros just come out of the vat. They have to struggle through eating those. So pray for the Romains in that aspect. The country has a lot of history. If you look at this doorway here, this was to an old castle, an old keep on top of a hill. You'll see that key-shaped door frame. That has Moorish influence, and we're talking Moorish, think of Muslim influence. Spain was conquered by the Moors, came up through Gibraltar. So not only did Spain have the Roman influence, it also had the Moorish influence. And then also think of the time of the Spanish Inquisition, where if you were not Catholic, you were driven out of Spain or worse, killed in some way, shape, or form. Jews, Christians, and of course, Muslim, the Moors that were still living there. It was a time of cleansing of the culture. One thing the Romans are struggling with now is understanding how to adapt, how to bring the gospel to these people. They had been meeting in their home, inviting people into their home. And what they found is that's not really a cultural thing. You don't invite people into your home. And when you do, it's because you're one of the 2% of the culture who are not Catholic. The other cults that we've inadvertently taken there, the Jehovah's Witness, the Mormons, and others, they do those things. So Jonathan and Hannah don't want to be associated with them, and just being non-Catholic, they already are. So one of the things that they are working through now is they've made application to the government to get a license or a permit to be able to hold meetings outside of their homes. So they're waiting for that paperwork to come back through, and then they'll be looking for a place to begin to have these meetings, either a storefront or something like that. In a country that has thousands of years of church history, when you invite somebody to learn about Jesus Christ, they're going to say, where is your church? And then, well, we don't have one. We're working on that. Well, you know, let me know when you do, type of thing is kind of what they're running into. So as you text them and as you build your rapport with our missionaries, encourage them in that aspect. And let's encourage them this morning by praying for them. Father, we do thank you for the opportunity we've had to travel, to see a country that needs to know you. We do pray, Father, for the Romanians as they understand and continue to find inroads for the gospel into these people's lives, Lord. A country that has been so held in chains of works and a misunderstanding of who you are and what you've done for them. We pray, Father, that you'd give them wisdom and understanding. We pray that their permits for meeting would quickly come through, that you'd give them opportunities to rent a place where they can begin to hold meetings as they seek to build a church there that's founded on you and your word and not on deeds, not on tradition, not on the sayings of man. We thank you, Father, for the part that we can have in giving to them and having contact with them and encouraging them. In your name we pray, amen.